بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد باب ما يقول إذا رجع وإذا رأى بلدته في حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما السابق في باب تكبير المسافر إذا صعد الثنايا وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال أقبلنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى إذا كنا بظهر المدينة قال آيبون تائبون عابدون لربنا حامدون فلم يزل يقول ذلك حتى قدمنا المدينة رواه مسلم. This chapter we touched on it previously, just the balance that remains. The heading Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has given that what should one recite when one returns from a journey and you reach the outskirts of your town. In other words, Ra'a baldatahu, you can see your town in front of you. He says the hadith of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma that has passed is pertinent also to what zikr should be made when one returns back from a journey, sees one's town, is about to enter. What is the zikr? He says, first the hadith of Abdullah bin Umar in which it is mentioned that when you go up an incline, recite Allahu Akbar, and when you descend, Subhanallah. The other hadith is the one narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. He says that we returned once with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We were on safar journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu here is referring to the expedition of Khaybar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on the expedition of Khaybar. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned, hatta idha kunna bi dhahr al Madina. He says that till we had reached the point where we were in sight of Medina. In other words, Medina Munawwara was in front of us. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began reading this dua. So this dua will be masnoon. We should try and learn it also very brief. It passed previously also. Ayibun means we are returning. Literal translation, we are returning. Ayibun. Ta'ibun, we are repenting, we are asking, making tawbah. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Abidun, we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lirabbina hamidun, and we are those who engage in the hamd, in the ta'rif, in the praise of our Rabb. Very interesting choice of sifat of Allah ta'ala. Hamd, we are praising Allah, and with that Rasulullah SAW said, Li Rabbina Hamidu. Who is Rabb? The one who took you from nothingness and gave you an existence. The one from a drop of sperm took you through the various stages of your development till you became Ahsanut Taqweem, the height and the paragon of His creation. Till you became that makhluk which Allah tells us in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We elevated you, we made your ikram, we gave you honor. That Rabb, Hamidun, I am making His hamd and His praise. لِرَبِّنَا Hamidun. Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, the great sage of Islam, he would say that there is nothing more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than Allah's hamd and ta'rif. This is why Allah begins His kalam, the Quran, with this. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. There also, hamd and Allah's rububiyat. So in the zikr of Allah, of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Li Rabbina Hamidun. So to reiterate this dua, Ayibun, we are returning. Ta'ibun, we are repenting. Abidun, we are worshipping Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. لِرَبِّنَا حَامِدُونَ. And if you want to translate it like this, what is the shape and form that our worship takes of Allah Ta'ala in this instance is the hamd, the tarif, the praise of our Rabb, our sustainer, nourisher, provider. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَقُولُ ذَلِكَ. Rasulullah SAW would keep repeating this. In other words, he would start this when Medina came in sight. He would keep repeating it, hatta qadimna al-Madina, until we actually entered Medina Munawwara. Now if you have to break down this dua, first, ta'ibun, we are asking Allah for forgiveness. In other words, don't be proud of any accomplishments on your journey. We are merely Allah's slave, and every success is His grace. So praise Allah and request the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama mentioned that the sequence also of this dua or this zikr is very significant. First we are taught, make tawbah, repent, ask Allah for forgiveness. What is tawbah? Tawbah is purification. In other words, before you put your clothes on, you clean it first. You make ghusl first. You cleanse yourself first. Then turn towards good deeds. And finally, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that Allah has given you the tawfiq to make the tawbah and to make His ibadat. We see this in the Quran also. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah says, except those, in other words, they will be taken to task who engaged in shirk, in murder, in zina, etc., etc. Three major sins are mentioned. And in that context, Allah says, what is the exception? What is the exception? Mantar, those who make tawbah. Wa amana, bring iman. Wa amila amalan saliha, and on the cusp of their tawbah, after making tawbah, they engage in amal saliha, in good deeds. Then what happens? Fa ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyatihim hasanat. These are the people. Allah will change their evil deeds into good deeds. And Allah is very merciful, very forgiving. So we find the same sequence. First tawbah, then good deeds, then praising Allah Ta'ala for His tawfiq. So, aibun, ta'ibun, tawbah, abidun, good deeds, Allah's ibadat, li rabbina hamidun, third the hamd and the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tawfiq which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Babu istihbabi ibtida'il qadim bil masjid alladhi fi jiwarihi wa salatihi fihi rak'atayn. This is a very interesting, very brief, but very interesting chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought. And in it is very important sabak and lesson. This drive that our akabirin are engaged in the circles of da'wat and tabligh, to link and attach every ummati with the masjid. Sab'atun yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilla arshihi. Seven categories of people, they will be placed underneath the shade of Allah's arsh on a day when there will be no other shade besides the shade of Allah's arsh. One of them, rajulun qalbuhu mu'allakum bil masjid. That person whose heart revolves around the masjid. Now what happens in safar? What happens in a journey? In a journey there's an element of separation. So what happens? Naturally your heart starts yearning to come back, to attach with that which you left behind. Your wife, your children, your home, your business, if it is beloved to you, whatever is beloved to you, this is human nature. You want to reconnect with it when you have separated yourself from it. So what does Islam teach us? What does the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah SAW teach us? The first thing you connect to when you return back is the masjid. Go to the masjid before you even go home. Go to the masjid before you even go to your business. Go to the masjid even before you meet your family. Your heart must yearn for the masjid of your locality when you go away on safar or journey. So this practical training Rasulullah ﷺ gave us. And this is why our jamaats also find this very hard. We are told after 40 days, after 4 months when you return, first come back, give your karguzari at the markaz, which is a masjid. Give your karguzari, spend time there, then go home. Don't go home directly. This is not something that Maulana Ilyas, etc., taught up to punish anybody. This is to teach us what is the sunnah. So we find that, like I said, very interesting chapter, and in it, this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which unfortunately has come out of the ummah to a large extent. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'ati shaheed." The one who will revive my sunnah, the one who will revive, bring alive my sunnah, which has come out of the ummah, bring it alive, revive it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, at the time of fitna and fasad, the one who revives his sunnah, Allah will give him the reward of 100 martyrs. So coming back, the virtue of the one returning from a journey of starting with the masjid that is in his locality, in his hometown, وَصَلَاتُهُ فِيهِ رَكَعَتَيْنِ, and that he should make 2 rakat salah in the masjid first before returning home. And Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha qadima min safarin bada'a bil masjid faraka'a fihi rak'atayn, muttafaqun alayhi. Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu mentions the noble sunnah and practice of the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whenever he would return from a journey, he would start with the masjid. Wouldn't go home first, would go to the masjid first. And raka'a fihi rak'atayn, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform 2 rakat salah. Liyabda bi ta'zimi baytillah qabla baytihi. Start with giving honor and auspiciousness to the house of Allah before your own home. Go to the house of Allah first. You return from the airport, go to the masjid first. Then go home. So that you start with the ta'zim of Baytullah, the house of Allah, over your own house. وَلِيَقُومْ بِشُكْرِ نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ فِي سَلَامَتِهِ. Second, why come to the masjid? Read 2 rakat salah. What are you doing? You are making shukr to Allah. Allah returned you back safely. There were so many perils, so many dangers, so many possible negative outcomes that could have occurred. Allah saved you from all that. Allah kept your family with salamati, with afiyat. Allah Ta'ala was your khalifa, your vicegerent in what you left behind. Allah protected that which you love and which you hold near. So to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for all that. To thank Allah Ta'ala for whatever the objectives and purposes of your journey were that were realized. It is His favor. It is His tawfiq. It is His kindness. It is His compassion that all this took place. So come to the masjid first. Show, give honor to the house of Allah. Read 2 rakat salah. Thank Allah Ta'ala for His countless ni'mats and bounties, and the fact that He brought you back with salamati, with afiyat, with ease. And وَلِيُسَلِّمِ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهِ, and you are able to make salam also to the local people, the people of your area, etc. This occurs in the precincts or in the environment of the masjid. This is such a stressed upon sunnah that, like I mentioned, ironically, unfortunately, has come out of the ummah. It's mentioned that once Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned once from a journey, and he came straight to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to conclude some transaction which he had done with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لِيَأْخُذْ ثَمَنَ جَمَلِهِ الَّذِي بَاعَهُ عَلَيْهِ, to extract or procure the payment for a camel which he had sold to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jabir radiallahu anhu returned from a journey and went straight to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to conclude that transaction. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, أَدَخَلْتَ الْمَسْجِدْ وَصَلَّيْتْ, Jabir, you came, you returned from a journey, you came to me, did you go to the masjid and did you read 2 rakat salah? قَالَ اللَّهُ, he said, no. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed him, أُدْخُلِ الْمَسْجِدْ وَصَلِّ رَكَعَتَيْنِ, Go to the Masjid Jabir, read 2 rakat salah and then come to me. So from this we learn, like I mentioned, this is a great sunnah. There are multiple fawaid and benefits in it. And particularly in this age, era and period where the sunnah has come out of the ummah, it is an important sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we should try to revive. Allah give us tawfiq.